Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard next to my main man, Rob Parker. And we are coming to you live, as always, from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Make sure you visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow me and tweet me during the show at Chris_Broussard. And you can tweet Rob at RobParkerFS1. And make sure you give him a follow as well. We got some great guests for you today in about 20 minutes. So coming up very quickly, we've got Chris Rose. He's the host of Intentional Talk on MLB Network. And so it's a great day to have him in with the World Series just ending. Obviously, with the Red Sox taking the Dodgers down 4-1. And then in the second hour, we will be joined by Hall of Fame defensive back and FS1 contributor Rod Woodson. So he's going to talk Steelers and everything else NFL with us. So a great show coming your way. Make sure you lock it in for the next 3 hours. And Rob, what's happening, brother? Good to see you.
What's happening to you? First, I want to say, before we even get to the crew and start the show, man, happy 50th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday
thank
you,
man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's a milestone. I mean, don't you feel a little different?
Well, you know what people ask you, like when you say, people say you're getting old, you say it's better than the alternative.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not getting old, then what's that mean?
It means
you're
dead. There's nothing wrong with that. Right. 50, that's
50's the new 35, not even the new 40.
I agree.
The new 35.
Don't you feel good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Most people don't believe you're even 50 when they look at you, do they?
No. People think I'm not a day over 49.
Is that it?
No. But no, I think I look, I'm hanging in there. I'm in good shape. I still work out. I still play basketball. I never thought I'd be playing rec basketball at 50.
And your wife surprised you this weekend, right?
Took me to Vegas. She told me she had a big surprise.
That's nice.
And she flew us to Vegas Friday night, and we hung out there all weekend. I had no idea, which made it even better. We watched the end of the, game 3 Friday night? Game 4. Game 3.
Game 3
Friday night in the casino, the Palazzo. And, you know, everybody was watching it.
Right.
We saw Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil performance,
and that was good.
Which was terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you like Michael Jackson. Who doesn't like Michael Jackson?
Right.
But it was a great performance, and we hung out by the pool. It was, you know, didn't gamble. Didn't lose my money.
And you're not a gambler.
I'm
anyway.
Not a gambler.
But it's still nice to get away, and you get a meal.
Right,
and
we
walk around.
You know, we walked around the strip, and we were, you know, walking into casinos with shopping, and, I mean, it was a great time.
That's nice, man. That's great. Happy birthday, man.
You
have many, many more.
I'm joining the club.
You are, hey.
I hope I look as good at 50 as you do at 55.
Oh,
people not used to this love.
I know. This
other,
is like
right?
Ridiculous. January, I'll be 55. Don't rush it.
All right. Or at 54 then.
Right, yeah, 54, yeah. But I'll take that. And you know, Rob G and the crew and Alex, look what they did for your birthday.
Some phone nuts.
They wouldn't even let me put in the money for it. Those guys were like, nope. It was between Alex and Rob G. They were like, we got it. I wanted to contribute. I'll come up with something
else. I really
else.
Appreciate that. And Alex is trying to – see, he's slick with it. He's hoping that this leads us to become vegans.
Right.
He's got an ulterior motive.
It's just
motive.
A subtle movement to help you look better when you're 55. You'll be looking 32, you know.
But I didn't see any seaweed donuts.
No.
Right?
What are these? These are vegan?
Yes.
And
half
gluten-free?
Are vegan, half are gluten-free.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
So the ones that are gluten-free aren't vegan?
No, I think they have some egg in them, but they're all still supreme.
All are gluten-free,
some are vegan. Okay.
But well, we had them last week for the first time, and
our
you didn't even want to try it.
I didn't want to try it, and you know what?
You're a hardcore, dedicated carnivore.
Yes, remember I was like, nope, not interested, and they're like, Rob, can you at least just try a bite? So here it is again. You got a full donut.
Oh, my gosh. They're delicious. They are delicious, and I'm hooked.
Unbelievable.
I'm hooked. Mm. This is my new dessert. I'm trying to eat healthy now that I'm 50, and I'm going to try to, you know, get on the health kick. So the Fo-Nuts is my thing now.
I know. So good. All right. All right, we got to start the show.
All right. We got plenty to talk about. Plenty.
We do, and let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because you know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them.
Right.
Of course, Rob G, our producer, Alex, our engineer, Deb Carson is our anchor. She'll keep you updated on everything going on. Intern Sean is back. He was in New York this weekend. And Elijah is in studio, of course, doing some videoing, video camera work. Well, I don't know.
Periscope, Facebook Live,
all that.
Instagram. What else?
Yes.
Any place, YouTube,
Twitter.
Any place you can see videos, we'll
yes.
be there.
So
check us out.
We are in full effect. They're on the other side of the glass. So, Chris Broussard, as a 50-year-old, let's kick some ass on this Monday. Let's do it.
And you can participate as well, as always. Give us a call up at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996.
Big Mike, where's he going?
63.
Come try one of these donuts. I'm sorry.
Yes,
Big Mike, where
are
you going?
Fo-Nuts, not donuts.
Fo-Nuts. Come try one of these Fo-Nuts. Because Mike ain't never had one of these. You know he's never had a Fo-Nuts.
He's clearly a meat and potatoes
yes.
guy.
Come on. Try one of these.
You'll enjoy. You won't
either,
regret it.
You can either cut one.
If you
can,
the white one.
The white one, try that one.
There you go. Enjoy that.
That's
delicious.
Not bad, right?
All right. All right.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Well, the World Series is over.
Shocking. Shocking. Not that the Red Sox won. They had the best team all year, 108 wins.
From spring training onward.
Right. Beat the Yankees, who won 100 games. Beat the Astros, who won 103 games. And then my thing.
Went 11-3
in the postseason.
Against the Yankees, the Astros, the Dodgers.
And
incredible.
Here's the thing. I just thought it was, I can't believe how easy it was. Because the Dodgers really didn't put up a big enough fight. And to win the three games, you know, to come back to L.A. and not have to go back to Boston and win the series in five was shocking to me. I thought the Dodgers had them right where they wanted to, Chris, when they were up 4-0 in game three, right? Was that what game was that?
Well,
three? They were up 4-0. I thought they were going to game four.
They were down 2-1.
I thought they were going to
tie it. Game four, obviously.
That four, right? Game
four. At their home stadium.
I thought you're up 4-0 in the seventh inning in game four. You tie the series at 2-2,
yep.
And then you have Kershaw on the mound at home for game five. That's being in the driver's seat. I'm not kidding you.
No,
and it went from
right.
to losing that game and getting blown out in that game.
I equate this, though. You said they didn't put up a fight. I equate this to a boxer who steps into the ring and really doesn't throw a lot of punches.
Right.
Doesn't go for the knockout. He's being cautious. And I'm sorry. Look, the Red Sox are the best team in baseball, and we're going to get to the discussion of whether they're the best team we've ever seen in baseball because, as you said, they went through the 100-win Yankees, 100-plus win
103 Astros, right.
And then the Dodgers, 11-3.
Who have won six straight NL
yes,
West divisions.
And the best pitcher of this generation.
Right.
And I say that about Kershaw because – his consistency.
No, there's
We've
no doubt about it.
We've seen guys that are great for a few years. I mean, you can go down Lincecum, you know.
He had his
Verlander
run.
Had his – he's back, but he had his dip. You know, like, you see these guys have their little runs here and there. Kershaw's been great for a long stretch now. So
there's no doubt.
I say he's the best of his generation. They ran through him. But here's my thing. Taking nothing away from the Red Sox, I think the Dodgers – didn't make this a series, didn't lock this up at two games apiece because of self-inflicted wounds. And I hate to keep beating the analytics drum.
But it's true, though,
yes,
Chris.
I mean, you got Rich Hill.
Who's pitching great.
A one-hitter.
And you take him out.
And he just struck out Eduardo Nunez, and you take him out.
Huh?
What are you doing? And I know if Hill gets rocked, gives up a homer, a run, you know, whatever. People are going to second guess that. But you can never – look, it's a game of chance. You never can – nothing's perfect.
But you had cushion with a four-run lead. So my thing is, let him get in trouble before you just
right.
take him out. So if he gave up a couple of hits or a run, Then you say, okay, right, thank you very much.
They're getting to him.
But he didn't do anything.
He walked the first batter on four pitches, I believe.
Right.
But then he struck out Nunez. And I'm sorry, let the guys pitch. He only threw 91 pitches.
It wasn't like he was over a pitch limit.
No.
Absolutely.
Look, you got to go with your gut feeling. And I was so upset as soon as he did it.
And here's the other thing. If you look at the Red Sox star players, one through four, they were being held in check through the first four games of the series. They were like 6-45 or something. They hadn't done anything.
Yep.
Mookie Betts, JD Martinez.
Red Sox
top four.
At one point, I believe, they might have gone through an 0-41 stretcher.
Yeah, because of that 18-inning game.
Yep.
In that game, they went, Sean, what was that? He mentioned it was like
Betts did nothing.
Was it
0-22
or something?
Home run.
It was like 0-22 in that 18-inning game where they weren't getting any hits. So you lost because other guys wound up getting big hits. Kinsley Jansen, dude, to give up the home run to Jackie Bradley with two outs in the night. I mean, that's a killer.
Back to back nights.
That's a killer. It's a killer.
No, I'm sorry. I don't care what the analytics said. Let the guy manage by gut instincts. And I just think, so I really feel like the Dodgers should have won game four and evened it up at two games apiece.
Right, with
they
Kershaw
managed,
on the mound for game five.
And I'm not, look,
no, I mean,
I'm a big fan of Clayton as a person and obviously as a great regular season pitcher. But I don't know how much confidence I have in him now. He's the Peyton Manning.
No, there's no doubt.
He's
about
the Peyton Manning of baseball.
No doubt. I mean, this last one was probably it for most Dodger fans, where they kept waiting.
It's not up for debate now.
Because
they kept
waiting for him to say, okay, all right, now we're down 3-1. He can force the series back to Boston with an effort. First team comes out in the first inning, they're down 2-0.
Right
away.
This is no longer. A question about Kershaw.
Right. Question marks or anything.
No, because we've seen him have really strong postseason outings and then come back and have a clunker or just a mediocre outing. So this is not, he's fine. Like, David Price is over the hump now.
Yeah.
Okay? Kershaw, not over. Like, this is just who he is in the postseason. For whatever reason, if it's nerves, if it's the better competition, I don't know. But it's sealed now. He's not very good in the postseason.
He's not that guy.
No.
And you can't count on him. And I think that moving forward, Dodger fans are probably giving up on Kershaw as like the deliverer. Like, they thought he was going to deliver them a championship. Usually when you have a pitcher of that caliber, usually you get a championship out of it.
Because that's what you're looking for.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, because pitchers are so important. You're right. And then in a seven-game series, you can give me three starts.
And you can give me and win two or three.
Right.
And you win a championship.
Right.
But instead, the Dodgers go another year. It's been a full 30 years now. The last time they won was 1988, and now they're looking for move on to 2019, 31 years now.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, we're going to give you the floor since you're disagreeing with the Hall of Famer. You got about a minute to sell us on Eli Manning.
It's not that I think, and I just said the same thing to Rob Woodson. Phillip Rivers, go look at his numbers for those 15 years.
No,
he hadn't won you anything.
Tremendous in the regular
seasons. Tremendous regular seasons. And I just think, and it's no knock on Phillip, but it's about winning a title. It's about winning something, right? That's the ultimate. Eli didn't win it just once. He won it twice. He beat that 18-0 Patriots team with Randy Moss, Tom Brady, with all the unbelievable numbers and everything that went on, Chris, right? It was a tremendous year. They went on the road. They won in Green Bay. Go look at the two playoff runs he had. They were really, really good. And it wasn't like he had a great defense and he didn't have to do anything, right? He had to make big throws and bring them back to win those games. Right, Tom Brady threw a touchdown to Randy Moss to give him the lead, and then it was a throw to David Tyree that set up for Eli to throw to.
It wasn't the greatest pass.
Plaxico Burress. No, I'm not saying
he caught it on his helmet.
But the Manningham,
I know where you're coming from. I really do think, and again, I'm not sure where I'm at because I don't think Eli had a Hall of Fame career, but I know how huge those two Super Bowls were. But I'm skewed by – I was in New York at that time. I was a part of the New York media. I know how everything is so blown out of proportion. O.J. Otis Anderson, he won two Super Bowls with the Giants. There might be New York – and he was huge,
but Phil,
you know,
but
for the Giants.
Phil Sims,
but he's
won,
not a Hall of Famer.
No, Phil Sims won one, and Jeff Hostetler won the other one when Bill Parcells – because Phil Sims, I think, got hurt and then came in. You know, or whatever, Hostetler won the second one. But I just – I think if you're really fair – and you look at Eli taking down that 18-0 Patriots team, beating Tom, everybody who wants to – nah, I don't call Tom Brady the GOAT, but all the people say that he's the GOAT, yet Eli is 2-0 in the biggest game. You know what I mean? That's to speak volume. It wasn't like fluky one time he beat Tom Brady and that was it. He beat him twice for all the marbles.
Right.
When he had to come back and throw a touchdown late in the game to win the game. That's why I give him credit. Peyton Manning's last Super Bowl.
No, he
any quarterback
credit.
Could have won that Super Bowl. He didn't. He was terrible, Eli. I mean, Peyton in that Super Bowl. That the Denver defense won that Super Bowl.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
But of course, the World Series is all over, and the Boston Red Sox made it happen. All kinds of talk about the Red Sox, especially are they the greatest team ever. They won 108 games. They beat the 100-win Yankees. They beat the 103 Astros en route. They beat the Dodgers, who have won six straight Western Division divisions. So are they this greatest team ever? And then there's all this other talk, which I saw on Instagram about Boston being
Title Town.
Title Town. That it's the greatest sports town in America. Look at all their teams and all the winning that they're doing in Boston. And I want to pump the brakes on that just a little bit, Chris.
It better be just a little bit, because there is some truth to it.
Okay, I get the Red Sox just won a World Series, but they haven't won three in a row. The last time I looked, the Patriots lost the Super Bowl last year, right? So they lost. The Red Sox won, the Patriots lost. I get that the Patriots have won five, but that dates back 20 years.
Five in the last 20? Was it 20? Is it
no,
exactly
no, no. I'm
20?
Talking about the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. Is it exactly
no,
20
around,
years?
No, around, all right? It was around
18?
18 years 18 or something years? Like that. But, I mean, something almost like, 20.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox have won now what? Four World Series in the last 14 or 15 years.
15 years, last 15
But then
years.
I've seen people throw in, like, the Bruins. They haven't won since 2011. They also threw in...
The Celtics.
The Celtics. They haven't won since 2008.
Yep.
That's 10 years. So I can't throw all those in and say that Boston's title town. Basketball team, I know they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, but they didn't win.
I hear you. I mean, if you take it literally like they're winning every other year or something like that, then of course you're right. But relatively speaking, Rob, you do have to admit, I mean, Boston got it going on in terms of pro sports. What other city can compete in that regard? You got the Patriots, five in – let's just go this century.
No, but
five – they got five championships this century. They're the team – okay, let's put it this way. They're the team of the century in football.
No, but the only –
Boston Red Sox are the team of the century in baseball.
Only problem with that
and
is –
and you're right about the Celtics.
Celtics won
but
one
they got
championship
one,
10 years
and
ago.
And then the Bruins have won –
in 11.
Yeah, they won in 2011. So what other city can compete with that? All four of your major sports towns have won a championship within the last 10 years. What other city? Rob G., am I missing something? A city?
I just think that
it's all relative, but compared to every other sports
but even,
city.
But even the Patriots before
ruling.
Their last two championships, they went 10 years without in between Super Bowls.
Okay.
So that's like a whole different era and time
no,
is what I'm
saying. No,
because
it's the same quarterback.
No, only the
and
quarterback
the same
and coach, but everybody
but
else is different.
That's the main thing. I look.
L.A.?
I think you're – L.A. what? L.A.'s – The Lakers' last title was 10, right? 11. 2011. Yeah. Nah, 2010.
Well, I guess the question is, would you consider L.A. title town in the early 2000s with the Lakers and USC and the Angels winning Probably not. But they had at least more in a concentrated amount of time than what Boston
did. You didn't have football.
And that's what you're saying.
You didn't have football.
You just said it, though. Concentrated. You can't.
And one was college.
To me, you can't stretch out 15 years and proclaim.
If you keep winning.
Like if you want to put the Patriots and the Red Sox together and say, wow, okay. But when I saw them tack on the Celtics and the Bruins, that's when I said, that's a stretch. Those two have been won recently.
Okay, but just the Patriots.
But 20 years?
Just the Patriots and the Red Sox is enough. And then
to make it title town?
Yes, because your other two teams at least have gotten the title. I mean, we were talking about the Knicks the other day. It's going to be 45 years since this will be their 45th year, 6th year. Since they won a championship.
Because it was 1973.
The Dodgers in L.A.
The Yankees won in 2009.
30 years now without a baseball championship.
All right, I don't know. I just don't look at it the same way. Is Boston what, title town?
I mean, it's not every other year they're winning something, but
I just think,
relatively speaking, I can't think of a city that has this type of run, like I
but
said,
if I
this
said to
century.
You, if I said to you the Patriots have won 2 Super Bowls in the last 13 years, is that impressive to you?
When you put it that way,
you see
it's
what I'm
not
saying?
As impressive.
But that's what it is, though, Chris, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but it's also 5 in the last 18 years.
No, I know, but that's a long stretch is what I'm just
but
saying.
But it's the same quarterback and coach. It's ultimately – this will all be – a part of the Tom Brady or Bill Belichick era.
Yeah, but a lot of those players, there's nobody left. It's not the same
those
team.
Those are the main two, though. Those are the main two. There's
877-99 on Fox is the telephone number.
877-996-6369. Give us a call if
is
you want to weigh
that?
In.
Yeah.
I'm no huge Boston fan. I'm no fan of the city of Boston, but I'm just saying I have to give them props because they are getting it done. I mean, I can't. There's no city where all 4 teams have won a handful of championships this century. Boston is really the only place that we could refer to as title town. So I'm willing to give it to them.
Yeah, I just think a lot of them are too spread out, and I know people like to lump them together, and I get it.
There is no title
no,
town.
No, to me would be –
there's certainly no place you'd say over Boston.
To me it would be like that year that we talked about when the Knicks went to the finals and the Rangers, like if 2 or 3 of your teams are in the championship.
Was that 94?
94, yeah, that was. You know what I mean?
The Knicks lost, though.
And so did the Rangers, right? Did they lose that year and then they won another?
The Rangers won that year.
All right, so did the Rangers win that year in 94?
But we couldn't call that title town.
No. But I just think that lumping them all together. I guess my pushback was when I saw the Celtics because it's been 10 years. I don't know how they could really fit in. That's a decade without winning a championship.
But I think it's how you define title town. Again, are you saying all 4 of their teams are winning it every 2 or 3 years? Or are you saying compared to every other town in America
that has major
sports?
Okay, I'll give you a better one.
It's Boston.
No, it's not. Golden State. I'll give you that. Golden State's better.
Okay, and
the Giants won 3 World Series, and they've won 3 championships, right? 1, 2, 3, going on for 4.
Right. When's the last time they won it? Joe Montana was playing, right? No, Steve Young.
Yeah, but I'm just
so that wouldn't compare because we're talking about this century, or even if you're not talking about this century, we have to go way back for the 49ers title. And the Giants, you're right, but it's been a long time.
Right, but I'm talking about
what was theirs, 2005?
No, they won 3 of them. The last one wasn't that long ago. We got to look at the exact year, but
the Giants?
No, we're talking about when the Giants, San Francisco
2010,
Giants.
2012, 2014.
14. Okay. You see what I'm saying? They got 3 World Series there.
But that's only 2 of their teams.
Okay.
The 49ers don't have one.
Am I missing the San Jose Sharks
you
championship?
Just don't want to give Tom Brady and the New England Patriots any props.
No, that's
you
not
know,
what I'm
let's
saying.
Let's just cut to the chase.
You
are digging deep to find another city, and you don't even like Golden State. But now you're going to jump on Golden State's bandwagon.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir. It is Sources Say. We do this every Monday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern, where we put 112 years of journalism experience to the test.
Chris, how long have you been writing?
98 of those years are Rob
Parker.
Yeah,
whatever.
Rob likes this game now. Now that I've been letting him win.
You ain't been letting me win.
Because I know we would have stopped the game. You were getting battered so much, you would have stopped the game if I
hadn't
let you win
shot.
The last few weeks.
I'm good now. Let's play.
All right, let's do it.
Now, for those of you who don't know, we have a couple of stories here. They all sound a little real, a little bit fake. We got to make sure Chris and Rob can tell which ones are real and which ones are not using their impeccable sources they developed over the years. So, story number one. My sources say, Chris, you should know this one, Oscar De La Hoya rented out all three levels of the Chandelier Bar at the Cosmo in Vegas this weekend on Friday to celebrate his girlfriend's birthday. My source is good. Chris, you were in Vegas.
I was there. I was partying with De La Hoya.
Now, you know you ain't partying. What are you talking about? You had a prayer meeting in Vegas.
I'm going to say that is false.
I'm going to say it's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
I'm taking back my crown, man. I'm telling you.
Rob, he was in Vegas. He told you.
I saw Floyd.
You
I saw
ain't
Tyson.
Seen no Floyd.
They were there. They were doing autograph signings, but I didn't go talk to
where'd
them.
You get that? Where'd you get that information? You just made that up totally? That was all
no,
made
it was
up.
Actually, he celebrated her birthday at a bar in Pasadena, which is not Vegas.
Look at you.
He talked right. about rented out three floors.
I knew he had to, what you call it.
All right,
I knew
go.
It was like a birthday.
Story number two. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, my sources say that he's being sued by a group of people who claim that he helped promote an illegal cryptocurrency scam that screwed investors out of millions. Rob, my source is good.
True.
I think that is false. Let him back in.
We're tied
you
up.
You ain't let me back in nothing. In I took my I kicked the door in.
Sources say the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. My sources say that Broncos corner Chris Harris revealed in an interview this week that he wears a Fitbit during every game and that he ran over 17 miles during their game against the Chiefs on Sunday. Chris, my source is good.
True.
I'm going to say false. Is that a part of a equipment that he could wear a Fitbit?
You sit on a throne of lies.
My man!
He does wear the Fitbit, but he only ran just under 15 miles.
Oh, but so he can do it. Okay.
I thought we need rules on how much you can fudge things.
What?
Yeah. Well, he'll take 99% of the story.
Right, I know.
Will be true,
that is, man,
and
yeah.
then one
well,
little difference.
Who believes
you know?
He's running 17 miles in a game?
Well,
you Come
said
on,
he
you
ran 15.
It ain't that far.
Exactly.
Right.
That's 2 miles is a difference. Sources say that the Red Wings have been so bad offensively the past two seasons that Arby's had to change a decade-long promotion that gave fans free curly fries anytime they had a hat trick. Rob, my source is good.
They have been bad. That's that. I hate to say that. The poor Red Wings are now a laughing stock. I'm gonna say that's true.
I knowing Rob G, it's probably wasn't curly fries. It was probably tater tots
no,
or something
no,
like that.
That's it.
And that's gonna. But I'm gonna say true. I'm gonna say true.
Yeah, I believe it. It's been bad. Hockey Town is
right. No longer.
A decade-long promotion had to get changed because they couldn't
nobody
score.
Nobody could give curly fries.
They were going broke.
All right. My sources say that Niners wide receiver Victor Bolden Jr. is suing the company that manufactures his creatine because he says it contaminated itself with steroids in it that led him to getting suspended by the NFL. Chris, my source is good.
Nope. False. You know, you
I say,
true. Go ahead.
Yeah, what? Don't you tell me how. Don't, how many it's more true. Questions do we have?
Come on, man.
I think it's true that he's going to put it out there, try to act like it was something that they did and he didn't do it. So that's their way of covering it up. So I'm going to say it is true.
We got time for one more.
No, it's time,
it's
break.
Over. It's over.
It's
though.
Done.
It's over. You
it's
went 4-2.
Here we go.
You have 4-2.
Sources
I'm
say
I'm
the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. This is just for fun. Sources say the Minnesota Timberwolves will wear alternate jerseys this year inspired by Prince, with all of the insignia and logos tinted purple instead of blue. Rob Parker, my source is good.
Chris, what would you pick on this?
I do think that's true.
All right, so I'm going to go true with you.
Oh,
yeah,
I knew that. I thought they were going to have symbols, like his little symbol. But
what is this,
the purple colors?
Is this 4 or 5 weeks in a row? What is this, 4? Yeah, this is.
I don't.
This is a whitewash.
I'm more into the pigskin pickoff.
I don't know.
Now.
We're not talking about that.
I put all my
we're
energy
not
into
about
the pigskin pickoff.
No, it ain't. You ain't talking
that's
about
what I take,
that.
Because that's real. This is just chance. It's a game of
it
chance.
It wasn't when he was winning it every week. Real journalism right here.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.